Coronation Everest by Jan Morris.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Henry Morris, born on page 115, and for those who have climbed on. Chapter 1. Introductory. This little book is a work of historical romanticism. It recalls the almost simultaneous occurrence of two events, a young queen's coronation, the first ascent of a mountain, which profoundly stirred the British nation 50 years ago. The queen was Elizabeth II of England. The mountain was Mount Everest, the highest of them all, climbed at last by a British expedition after decades of failed attempts. It is hard to imagine now the almost mystical delight with which the coincidence of the two happenings was greeted in Britain. Emerging at last from the austerity which had plagued them since the Second World War, but at the same time facing the loss of their great empire and the inevitable decline of their power in the world, the British had half convinced themselves that the accession of the young queen was a token of a fresh start, a new Elizabethan age, as the newspapers like to call it. Coronation Day, June the 2nd, 1953, was to be a day of symbolical hope and rejoicing, in which all the British patriotic loyalties would find a supreme moment of expression. And marvel of marvels, on that very day there arrived the news from distant places, from the frontiers of the old empire, in fact.